for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, September the 2nd, 2017. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the service, teaching on Dressed to Kill.
All right, I think we have something special tonight. And Deborah's coming. Praise God.
Well, bless the Lord. Do you love the Lord tonight?
Yes.
Well, can you clap those hands and act like you love him tonight? Hallelujah. It's an honor to be here tonight, and I'm very excited about the Lord. I'm going to wait before I sing, okay? I want to thank God for this camp and everyone that's here tonight, and all that God has done over this weekend has been awesome. And I visited with the Lord all afternoon and asked God really what he wanted me to do, and he kind of directed me to go this way. How many of you are warriors? Oh, quiet tonight. If we were really on a battlefield, would you be that quiet? If the enemy was in your face right now, would you be that quiet? No, we're warriors. And God told me to tell you that it's time to arise and fight. You know, when God gives you back territory that the enemy had, you get it back, you recover, you're reconciled, you're brought back, and, you know, you're refreshed. And when you leave here, that is for you to go forward and to go and to take back more territory. And so the reason I'm dressed this way is because the Lord gave me the message, dressed to kill. And you can't play with the enemy. You can't play with your enemy. If you're on a battlefield, I was in the military, and from day one until the day I got out, they taught us how to fight. But we had to prepare. And they began by taking my nice, whatever shoes I used to wear, you know, name brand stuff. They took all my civilian clothes, and they said, you can't wear them anymore. You got to wear what we give you. You've got to dress a certain way. Well, I can't go to the battlefield in nice, pretty sandals. Come on, somebody. I've got to have some shoes on my feet like this right here. Because if I walk on a rock, it's not going to hurt me. Come on, somebody. I want you to go with me tonight because God wants to dress you. Oh. Mashakobo, soba, she, makatabo, sota, rekeriosha. My God, I thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father God, for the Spirit of the Lord. And I ask you, God, to have your way in here tonight. And Father God, encourage us, your people, to go forth. And when we leave here, oh God, let us leave here armed and ready for battle. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Clap your hands one more time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So many times the rigors of life will get us to where we feel like we cannot make it another day. Can't go on another step. But I come to let you know tonight you can make it because you're a winner.
Amen.
You're a winner. You're more than a conqueror because of Jesus, because of what he's done, because of the price that he paid on Calvary. He did not shed his blood for you to live in defeat. He did not shed his blood amen, for the enemy to always be riding your back. Come on here. Amen. I think that the Bible says we're to tread on serpents. Now, I don't like snakes. And I was just at my son's house, and he told me that he had had an onslaught of snakes all summer. I said, well, they're not coming on this property now.
That's right.
And as I walked to go in the house, I said, I put a perimeter around this property in the mighty name of Jesus. No snake will cross this perimeter anymore in Jesus' name. And I went on in the house. And the entire time I was there, there was no snakes. The day I left, not even an hour, I was on the road and my son posted a picture that there was a snake. It wasn't on the property, it was in the street. I said, I told you they can't come to your property anymore. Now don't hear me. Do you realize that we have authority and we need to take it back? We need to not let the enemy keep getting us down. Come on. I know this is a deliverance camp, and I know we came to get free, and I believe that if you really mean it, you can go home another way.
Yeah.
But when you go home, what will you do? Will you battle? Will you war? Will you prepare? When the Lord says, put on the armor of God, do you know what that means? So we're going to talk about dress to kill. Oh, I love it. I love it. Because, you know, anyway. Yeah, I do. Praise the Lord. Because I see people every day, Jerry, that are oppressed by demons, that are sick, that are infirm, that are going through one way or another. We get prayer requests all throughout the day, throughout the night. People call us from all over, amen, oppressed of the enemy. And do you know, you got to get mad at the devil and say, wait a minute, no more. You're not going to wreak havoc on the people of God. But dear sister, this morning as you were being prayed for, I stood here and I said, God, you have a call on her life. I can see the call clearly, but the enemy keeps yanking your chain to make you think that you can't do what God has called you to do.
Amen.
I come to tell you tonight, he's a liar.
Amen.
You need to kick him in his teeth and say, I'm going to do everything that God called me to do.
Amen.
And stop backing up. Don't back up anymore. You keep running. You keep pressing toward the mark for the bride of the high calling of God. Put your battle gear on. Put your war clothes on. It's time to go to war. Take back what the devil stole from you. Remind God of his word. Remind God that you are the head and you're not the tail. Remind him that you're above and you're not beneath. Remind him of the doors that he's opened for you when he told you to go, when he told you to preach, when he told you to teach. Whatever God has told you to do, sister, remind God of it and tell the devil, get back because I'm going on with Jesus.
Amen.
You have to be determined. No matter what, through opposition, ups and downs. And you know what I'm learning to do, my dear sister? I'm learning to set my faith as a flint, and I'm not allowing people's faces to deter me. Because many times you can look at people, and they look at you, and they don't like you. And their stare can scare you if you allow it. But I'm learning I will not be intimidated because I think that's attached to fear. And the Bible says he's not given me the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. So you thank God for the stability of mind, the security of mind. My God, God will, amen, secure you. He will anchor you, my God. And when he does that, then you go forth and you do the will of God. Oh, I love him today.
Yes.
So be encouraged.
Yes.
All is not lost. Mm-hmm. The ship is not sunk.
Amen.
The sail is still up. God says, keep moving. Don't look back. Forget those things that are behind you and press toward the mark. Oh, Mashiki. Mukuryasha. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God.
Amen.
Watch God move for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Okay.
Yes.
Dress to kill. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. We thank God for Brother Merle. We pray blessings on him now. We touch him. We ask God to touch him. And we thank God for the healing power, oh God, that's taking place in his life right now. And God, we ask that you bless his wife, that you be with them and strengthen them. Give him a good report when he goes to the doctor. Continue, God, the work that you have begun. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, we know what we do not wrestle against, right? We're not to wrestle against flesh. We talked about flesh versus spirit, and you know, when you're in the flesh and you try to fight, and you know, you argue and you want a reason and make your way known and all this stuff, you don't get anywhere. This is why there's some scrimmages we shouldn't get into. When we get into those scrimmages in the body of Christ, the Lord said, hold your peace, but you want to make your point. You're not going to get anywhere. I've tried that. You know, one of my brothers that's deceased, we were so much alike, we always wanted the last word. You know, so if I got into it with that particular brother, you know, I'm going to make sure I'm going to get the last word. I was the baby sister. I'm going to get the last word. He says, no, you're not. I'm going to get, I am older than you. And we would go back and forth, back and forth. Oh, no, I'm not. And he said, no, just be quiet. I know I'm not going to be quiet. I'm still mumbling. And he's mumbling. And he's, you know, back and forth. Neither one of us really won. Come on, you don't win. Sometimes God says, be quiet. Let me fight it for you. We're not wrestling flesh and blood, but we are wrestling principalities. Come on. Powers. Wicked spirits. Now, because God says we're wrestling, I think we're going to win them. Come on. Because the Holy Ghost will give you how to pray. He'll give you how to go up in the Spirit. He'll give you how to defeat the enemy. All right? Let's talk about how to do that in just a moment. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, the armor that we see in Ephesians 6 is compared to that of a Roman soldier or a Roman army. A common complaint of the soldiers was that the armor was heavy. Without proper exercise and discipline, the armor became heavy and would cause a soldier to lay it aside, leaving him undisciplined for battle and unprotected from the enemy. Now, God is the one that constructed this armor for us. And so he did it so that we would be protected both offensively and defensively. Alright? So our spiritual armor, it fulfills this function as a military person, if you will, but we're in the army of Christ. We're called daily to walk with Christ. We must be disciplined not only to put on the armor, but to wield our weapons in battle against forces of darkness. One of the things we should not do is fight one another. Soft, friendly fire. We want to keep from doing that. Okay. Our armor is to be a defense agent against or strategy against the devil, as well as to protect us from assault. The sword of the Spirit is an offensive weapon to attack, overpower, and plunder the spoil of the powers of darkness. Lack of exercise and discipline will leave us open to assault. And when I was in the military, one of the things that they began right away was a regiment of physical training.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't run 5 miles when I joined the military. I thought I was in physical shape until I joined the military. I realized I wasn't. But it didn't take long for me to get disciplined, because we had to get up at 3:30 in the morning. We had 15 minutes to get in formation, and you couldn't be late. And you had to be dressed, and you had to have all your gear. And you had to be in formation, ready to go. Now that was a shock. But it didn't take me long to realize that if I don't get this, I'm going to be in trouble. How many of you know God is wanting to outfit you to run in the army of God?
Yes.
And it takes discipline. We get up early in the morning to pray. We have to prepare to come. We just don't just get up. I mean, you know, I pray, and we better be in the Spirit before we get here, because, you know, if you're not, you're going to be in trouble. So we have to prepare. We have to pray. We have to read. We have to make sure that we have the Word of God down on the inside. And God disciplines us. And He disciplines you. Now, in order to be effective, you have to allow the discipline of the Lord to be in your life. Okay? So when I was in the military, and we had to get up at 3:30 in the morning and all this stuff here, we did PT for about an hour, then we came back, maybe 30 minutes, and then we got in line again to go to chow, go to breakfast. All right, we had a regiment every single day. Well, what that did was it built discipline to let us know we have to be timely. You can't be late. You can't be late for formation. You can't be late for duty. All of this. It's the same way in the house of God. We don't need to be late. We shouldn't be late. You know, I came in here early because I didn't want to run in at the last minute. I wanted to be here, settle down, do what I got to do, and I'm ready to go. Well, this is what we have to do in the body. I'm trying to get you to see that God is constructing an army, and no matter what time, day or night, can He call on you? Not only that, can He count on you? Come on now. Those of us that are prayer warriors, can He count on you to pray in the middle of the night? Can He count on you to get up and seek His face if He calls you? You see, we have to be, we're in an army. We're not just, you know, we're Christians, yes. But what's your duty? What God called you to do? And are you being prepared to do it? When you leave camp, what do? When you go home? Do you just go back to your church and sit and wait for the next camp meeting? The next time it comes around, what are you doing? Are you growing? These are questions I ask myself. Deb, what did you get out of that camp? What did you get that you can take back and help someone else? How can I apply the word to my life so that someone else can be benefited from what I'm receiving? We're warriors. We're soldiers in the army of God. And God is equipping us for further service. Okay, now, in order to fight effectively, we must have a thorough understanding of our armor and how to use it. I wore this outfit just as an example of being in unity, I guess. You know, in the military, you're dressed from the top of your head all the way down. Now, normally when you're inside, you take your headgear off, but just for purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to leave it on. Because the Bible talks about, the only thing I don't have on is the belt, and I forgot to buy one, so forgive me. But you have a belt, okay? The Bible talks about the belt of truth. Before I get there, the word says that we're to stand. Stand means to resist without yielding. So if I'm in a position right here, and my sergeant says, don't move and don't yield this position, I'm going to stand here, and I'm not going to yield it. I'm going to complete the mission right here. The Lord says we're to stand, and we're to stand firm, and we're to persist and endure. Remain upright, because you can't fight laying down. I don't know of any soldier that can fight laying down and can't see where the enemy is. You've got to stand up. So no matter what happens in your life, rigors of life, things may hit you, don't lay down. And if you fall down, get back up. Take the dust off. Get the cobwebs out. Get your weapon in your hand and keep on fighting. Many times the enemy wants to knock us out by things we go through. He wants to say, you're down. You're not getting up again. No, the Bible tells us to stand. And when you've done all to stand, the Bible says, keep on standing. Don't quit. Don't back down. Be willing to face your enemy face to face. Hallelujah. As an heir of God, we're to stand in the place that is already ours. You know, when we're praying for people, even when I'm home and in ministry, and God gives us an assignment, I'm not surrendering. I'm going to complete the mission. I just recently had to drive, I guess it was over 1,000 miles to go take care of a family event, and then I had to get back in the car, drive all night to go to an assignment to speak. And it took me 17 plus hours to get there. But when I got there that Friday night and I had to speak right then, I got there in about 15 minutes. I had to get ready and I had to go on out. And I said, now, Lord, you got to give me strength. How many of you know God will really give you strength to do your assignment? Come on, he's faithful. And I had to drive all night, something that I always said, Randy, I don't like driving at night. I ain't driving at night. I'm not going to drive all night. Well, I won't say that again. I'm not driving, no. And I found I had to drive by myself at that. But God will give you strength to endure. Now, to be a good soldier, you got to be strong. To be able to stand and resist the enemy, you have to be strong. And I found out that I had a little bit more strength in me than I thought. Sometimes you don't know what's in you until you put to the test. But with every test, there should be a testimony. At the end of that whole situation I went through, driving and getting to my next assignment, and it turned out it was a deliverance conference. And God brought deliverance. I didn't have to do this. It's not about us anyway. If we're vessels willing to be used by God, all we do is what God said.
Amen.
All I'm doing up here tonight is what the Lord told me to do. Now guess what? He's the one that will get the result, not me. I'm not responsible to make sure you receive this word tonight. I'm responsible to give it.
Amen.
And when we understand our responsibility, we give it over to the Holy Ghost. Guess what? He does the rest. So I said all that to say that these group of women were ministered to in an awesome way. Someone had told me, and maybe Manny, dear, you all can help me with this. Someone told me that we should not pray against a Leviathan spirit. That's not our authority. But I said, wait a minute, that makes sense because the Bible said he gives us authority over all the power of the enemy. I said, Lord, that just don't sound right to me. You told us that we wrestle against principalities. Now I'm not going to go look for a fight. Come on, don't go look for it. No, don't go up into an area that God had told you to go. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Don't go into a fight when you're not prepared. Make sure you're clothed. Make sure you got your helmet on and you got your belt on and you got your shield up. You got the sword of the Spirit. You got your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Just be prepared, but don't go in a territory that God ain't told you to go in. I'm learning that because I used to do that when I was younger, you know. Any fight, there I go. Yeah. You know?
You can't go where the general sends you.
There you go. You mind the orders. Yeah. And if you ain't got orders to go, don't go. Yeah, don't go over there. You may want to go pray for that sister, but if the Holy Ghost hasn't told you to go lay hands, don't do it. You stay back and let somebody else do it. But I said that to say because a person began to manifest, and it was a Leviathan spirit. Literally, their whole face changed, and I saw a dragon. I'm like, oh, whoa. For real? But the person got delivered. God is a deliverer. He will set you free. Now, when he does it, that's why you got to keep going. You got to get full of the Word, and you got to get full of the Holy Ghost, and then you close the doors so the enemy does not have access back into your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Where am I at? Do not in any way surrender to an uprising of the enemy. You must keep rank. Now, in a natural military, you can't jump rank when you have a problem. There's a chain of command. There's a chain of command here. And we have to abide by protocol. Don't jump rank. Keep rank. Keep order. Okay? Stay in your position. I believe Randy gave directives when we first got here, and I remember when I first got here, I still follow that to the letter, and there was a lady that was here at that time, and she was giving words and all this stuff, and I'm like, she ain't supposed to do that. They told us don't be praying, don't be doing that stuff. You gotta keep praying. And I just don't go around here giving words to people. I don't do it. And God speaks to me about some of you. I ain't telling you nothing. Understand, if I have a microphone and the Lord tells me to call you out, I'll do it right in public. But if I don't do it up here, I'm not coming to you. Understand? It's protocol. Keep right. Your gift will make room for you.
That's right.
Bring you before great men. I didn't come down here, to be up here. Can I be real with you tonight? I didn't. But the Holy Ghost made a way. So now we're here. We've got to obey God. All you do is just obey the Lord. Just do what God tells you to do and keep moving. Stay in position. Do not be disorderly and don't retreat. Now's not the time to run. You run toward the roar. You don't run away from it. Okay? Keep unity. Where there's unity, there's strength. One of the things with me and the prayer team is I want to stay in unity. Don't want to do anything out of order. Okay? Because we want God to move. We want you all to be ministered to. That's what the prayer is for. Okay? Let nothing divide you so that the enemy can defeat you. Stay armed and ready for battle. Talking about standing. Jehoshaphat was a man of God that stood his ground. When the enemy came after him, he went to God. God told him to stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, and guess what? God fought his battle. He didn't even have to fight. All they did was go forth and praise the Lord. He just got his army together, set forth some Judah praisers, and the enemy was confounded and defeated by God, because God set ambushments, and God will do the same thing for us. Hallelujah. So I want to give you this declaration about standing. I will stand in faith on the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. You, Lord, are my foundation. I will not be moved by the roar of the enemy or by negative circumstances. I will stand valiant and strong. For with you on my side, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Now you may want to read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 and verse 27. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. The girdle of truth, the belt of truth. The belt of truth goes around our waist. Loins are a picture of strength, power, vigor, and maturity. They include the reproductive organs, because all that's covered, okay? The digestive system and the bowel system. The girdle was worn about the loins to brace one for a fight. This is a symbol of a soldier's strength and superior ability. It kept the armor in place and supported the sword. Money and valuables were also carried around the waist. So when you gird yourself up, what you're doing, you're preparing for action. If our mind is girded with truth, we will be strong and vigorous, with mature spiritual insight, and will reproduce the Word of God for His glory. Now the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we don't want to be double-minded. We don't want to be where we can't make decisions. If you're in a war, you cannot be unstable. You can't have fear. Because a lot of times people get killed because they have someone on their team that's a coward, that's timid, that's fearful, and will hesitate. And you hesitate just 1/4 of an inch, you could cause a whole platoon to get killed. So this is why we're talking about being delivered from fear. I think we heard about fear this weekend, bondage, infirmities. You know, God wants you free so that you can be strong to fight without fear. You know, it takes a lot to get up here. This ain't easy to do. And not just here. Anywhere I go, I have to pray. It's not automatic for me. But when you pray, and you say, God, have your way, and you trust God, He'll put the words in your mouth, and you'll be able to speak what He wants you to speak. Hallelujah. Okay. So declaration number 2 says, I will encompass my mind with your truth. So I am ready for action. I resist all double-mindedness and claim that I have the mind of Christ. Deuteronomy 33 and 11, it talks about a person being struck in the loins. And when a person is hit below the belt, they can be taken out pretty quick. You know, I think, you know, fighters, they say don't hit below the belt because you can really hurt someone. You have to be careful of that. But that's how the enemy works. He doesn't work fair. He doesn't play fair. So we have to be guarded and protected. Okay, another scripture is Psalm 51 and 6. John 14 and 6. Wish I had time to read all these, but I don't. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Then we have the breastplate of righteousness. Breastplate covers the vital organs. It comes down over the girdle, increasing the protection of the loins. By protecting these vital organs, the breastplate enables a soldier to face the enemy without fear. And I think another scripture says, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love. Complete restored and whole. God wants you whole. W-H-O-L-E. He wants us whole in our love. Whole in the fruit of the Spirit. So that when we do have to face the enemy, we face it without fear. Righteousness means right standing or uprightness before God. Christ imparts this to the believer. The breastplate of righteousness preserves the Christian's soul and conscience, the vital organ of the spirit man. So we want to declare this. And all these declarations are straight from the Word of God. I put on your righteousness by faith. And I ask that you protect my heart that I may walk with pure motives. Help me to do that which is right and just, so that I might have a clear conscience and not be afraid of evil consequences. Thank you for courage to face the enemy without fear. Isaiah 59:16-17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 9, and 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. Then we have the shoes of the gospel of peace. You know, the Bible says, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That means to be ready. Now, I was reading today about Moses and how when they got down to the last plague, and I think it was the death of the firstborn in Egypt, and they had to do eat the sacrifice, and the Lord told them, make sure you got your staff, your clothes on, your shoes on, your coat on. You had to be ready to go. And there are times in the military, they would call us up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and we had 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to get to a certain location with all of our gear ready to go, whether we were going or not. That was called an alert. Okay, and they do that from time to time to make sure that the troops are ready to move. Well, we're in the body of Christ. Are we ready to move? If God were to call us tonight, if he were to call you, if he were to alert you, can you get up? Do you have your weapons ready? Do you know what your weapons are? Do you know how to use them? Where's your Bible? Do you read it every day? Do you study every day? Now, I'm not asking for a show of hands, but, you know, that's too personal. I won't go there. But I pray that you are ready. That you're reading your word, that you're studying and making sure that your relationship with Jesus is sharp. You gotta be ready to fight, to pray, to intercede. There are people that are hurting, dying every day. And God is looking for intercessors. He's looking for men and women that will stand in the gap and make up the hedge. There are many people that are hurting all over the world. So it's my prayer that even when we leave here, that we'll be more sharp and more alert to pray for one another. Amen. Call one another's name. If you can't remember that sister, well, Lord, that one I ate with, Lord, you touch her. God brings a face before you. Pray for them. We need to pray one for another. Amen. Let brotherly love continue. The Bible tells us that. Our feet represent our walk with the Lord. Our walk is the witness of our speech, our behavior, and our attitude. To be shod means to bind under or tie up. To be ready to receive marching orders. We will hinder our progress time and time again if we do not continue to move when God says move. You have to stay on alert. Gospel is the good news. Okay? Jesus preached the good news. He came bearing good news about the kingdom of God. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Cleansed the lepers. freely he gave. That's what we're to do. Jesus gave us a commission to go into all the world to preach the gospel, to lay hands on the sick, cast out devils, speak in new tongues. This is a commission that God has given every believer. You have to be a minister to do that. All of us have a responsibility to share Jesus and to witness of him. Now, peace is freedom from strife, okay, which comes from God through it's freedom from strife through conflict with the enemy that rages without. But God gives us peace and freedom so that we don't have to be in conflict with the enemy to the point that we lose our peace. When God gives you his peace, even in a battle, you can make it. Because the Bible says he'll give you peace that passes your understanding. And it will keep your heart and mind in Christ. So when you have God's peace, I don't care what you're going through, you can make it. Brother just gave a powerful word that it's going to be okay. Brother Nikki, can I share with you, years and years ago when I was in Germany, there was a sister that would minister to me quite often. And that is exactly what she would tell me. Everything is going to be okay. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I'm like, that's easy for you to say. You don't know what I'm feeling right now. But she would say, everything is going to be all right. Well, after a while, I finally began to believe that. And say, Lord, it don't feel like it's going to be okay. But if you said it, I believe it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't go by, oh my God, how you feel. You can't go by the circumstances that you're in right now. When God says it's going to be all right, you got to take your eyes off of what you're looking at. And you got to get out of the monkey grove and say, Father, I believe your word. I take you at your word. I'm not going to walk by how I feel, because if you walk by the dictates of your feeling, your face is going to show it. You're going to act it. You're going to have all the mannerisms like, you just don't understand. Oh, really? You don't know how I feel. You're right. But you just don't know. You're right. But God is trying to get you out of that.
Amen.
That in spite of your situation,
Amen.
He will use you. He'll use you at your worst, because it's not about you. It's about him.
Amen. Come on.
All of us are works in progress. I don't think any of us got gold halos. Come on now. None of us have arrived. Don't care how much Greek you know, how much Hebrew you know. Amen. If you can quote Genesis to Revelation, you still need to know more about God.
Amen.
Come on, I haven't arrived yet. So when we get out of flesh and get out of self and start feeling sorry, we will take what the word of God said, it will be okay. Because as he was speaking that, the Lord reminded me, you know, when you're in ministry and you know, my budget has went from this right here, what it was like it right here.
Yeah.
I got a big budget now. Well, that's what I say. But when it was right here, I still had to believe God. Now that it's right here,
oh, yeah.
Oh, y'all don't hear me. I still have to believe God. And God keeps telling me, didn't I tell you I would take care of you? When God gives you a word, do you believe it? Do you believe it because you see it? Or do you believe it because you know his word is true? That what he said, that he will do. Why would God give you something and then take it back? He don't do that because he's not an Indian giver. So we have to take what the brother said. It's going to be okay. Didn't mean to preach over it. It's true. That gives you peace. Some of you need peace. Brother, it's going to be all right. And can I share something with you? When I saw you this time, I said, Lord, he's looking really good. You look good. I don't know what you're eating, but keep doing it. You're on a good diet. You know, now I try to, you know, Lord, give me things, and sometimes I'll be like, nah, I ain't saying that, Lord. Now look, now, you know, you ain't going to put me out there on a limb. Come on here. but let me just tell you, whatever regimen you're on, keep on doing it. God is your healer. He is doing an inward work in you, and it's going to be displayed, and you're going to be able to tell the story yourself in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Jerry, you are really taking some territory.
I am.
Taking territory in the spirit, woman of God. These years are the best years for you. The word that you're giving, oh God, I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're a general in the spirit realm, and God is pleased with you. All the teaching that you're doing and all the praying that you're doing, my God, what's going on, if you can see in the spirit realm, what the demons don't like you. I'm not trying to put you on a pedestal. But I want you all to understand that when you have people of faith that's full of the word, glory to God, we're trying to get there. You see, when I grow up, I can have just a little bit of that word. You know, she gets to talking and it just flows out. I'm like, where'd she get that from? How did she get that? The Lord said she reads the Bible, Bill. And she listens to the Bible all the time. And I brought my DVDs this time. I said, Jerry, have some DVDs on. Let me bring my DVDs and put the Bible on. If you have a Bible every day, put it on. You need to put it in your spirit. Because that's your lifeline. That's how you overcome. You know, the Lord will put a shield up when the enemy wants to come and hit you. And if you got the word, all you got to do is begin to decree it and declare it. And that shield of faith will come up. And when that dart comes from the witch that don't like you, the dart will fall before it gets to you, because there's a shield up protecting you. Don't fool yourself, because the enemy comes and he wants to take you out. So you got to stay covered. Jerry, I said that to say to you, just continue what you're doing. Don't stop. Keep doing it. Every door that opens, run through it. Run through it. Don't matter if it's God talking, holding a man, whatever. Your voice is going out all over the world, and there are others that God is using, and there are those of you right in here, God wants to use you, but you keep letting the devil pull you off of where you're going. When he gets to training you and gets to teaching you, then the enemy comes to derail you and you back up. Stop backing up.
Amen.
And stop getting intimidated.
Amen.
Sister, right here, you know, you've launched. But God is going to launch you a little bit more. He's expanding your borders.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the word in you is fire. And it's burning. And it's almost like, you know, Jeremiah said, you know, that's okay. I'm not going to say nothing. But something in here got to burn so heavy. He said, it's like fire. Shut up in my boat. I can't. word of the Lord. And I hear the Lord say, declare the word of the Lord. And don't be bashful about it. Don't be shy. Glory to God. Stand firm footed. Put your armor on. Get some good steel boots. And get, make sure you got a good helmet. Amen. To cover your head. And make sure your breastplate is on. Glory to God. Oh God, your belt is on tight. Wear that truth. Don't compromise, my God. And watch God move in that region, because breakthrough has come in your region. In Jesus' name. God, I love you right now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So we have our feet shod. We have the good news that Jesus preached. We have peace. So we're going to declare this. I shod my feet with your gospel and peace. And Jerry, that is what you're doing. You know, you have made a full commitment in others. I'm not just picking on Jerry, because the word here, this woman of God is a trailblazer. She's a pioneer of what God will do when you're tenacious. Amen. When you're determined to just simply obey the will and the word of God. So all of us in here, amen, that have a call on our lives, and every one of you do, if you're a believer, you're a minister, you should go forth and you should witness of Jesus. You should tell somebody about the good news that Jesus saves, he delivers, and he heals, and he will set you free. So I shod my feet with your gospel and peace. I desire to walk today in a quiet and unquarrelsome manner. Thank you for keeping my feet from harm and guiding my path. As I said earlier, you know, I got these shoes on because I don't want to get my feet hurt. So I had to find some good boots, some good heavy ones too. Yeah, so if I was one of these people that went out in the, what do you call it, go shoot stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I ain't one of them, though. But I think I'm a little prepared to go. All I need is a weapon. And if I could have brought a weapon, I would have brought one, but I didn't want to go that far. But really, I wanted to get a weapon to show you that you got to be armed. Dangerous.
Amen.
Ready to take the enemy out. Y'all don't hear me. When I was in the military, I was an expert shooter. Yeah, I hit every target. And I said, they ain't going to take me out. I didn't like the weapon I had. I didn't like it. But I said, well, I got to use this thing. Come on, you may not like some of the things you have to do. I don't like demons, but I'm going to cast them out.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Yeah, so you learn all you can to cast them out. Every time I come down here, I learn something else. You know, Randy knows all these little terms, you know, the Kabbalahs and all this, the Kundalini and all this stuff here. I'm like, what's a Kundalini? I didn't know what a Kundalini was. When you don't know something, go look it up. Come on, somebody. I don't want none of these things. Come on here. So you study.
Amen.
Don't the Bible say study to show yourself approved unto God? Come on, somebody. And now, if you're going to do this thing, do it right. You know, that's what witches do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
They do. They study. They study you. You crazy thing. Come on here. They study to see what you're doing so they know how to pray against you. That's why we have to keep all doors closed. All doors, they're always lurking to see how they can get in. Can't have no bitterness.
No.
Can't have no hate.
No.
No anger.
No
resentment.
No,
no bad attitude. Well, I ain't going to church today. I know I'm on the Ursha board, but I ain't Urshaing today. You wrong. Come on. You can't have no attitude. I think we all have been there. Different jobs. I ain't going to work today. I'm going to call off. You can't call off. When you're a soldier in God's army, you can't call off. What's that? What that mean? Since when? Oh, do you have a sick leave bank that you you got sick leave stored up there? No! Ain't no sick leave in the front. Ain't no sick leave. No, ain't no sick leave.
Can't call in well either.
You can't call in well. You can't call in at all. Come on. Well, somebody got to want you to MIA. Oh, yeah. Don't be missing in action. You know, all the traveling I've done over the last couple months, God did come to me. Why don't you take one day off? I couldn't do it. Come on. This ain't easy. But God will give you strength to do everything you need to do. When you put your trust in God, you put your confidence in Him, you put your hope in Him, your whole life in Him, He'll make sure that you make it. You'll succeed in Him. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, I shout my peace with your gospel and peace. I desire to walk today in a quiet and unquarrelsome manner. Thank you for keeping my feet from harm and guiding my path. My feet will not be moved from the gospel, for I'm not ashamed of the good news. Your gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Now you can write down Psalms 18 and 33, Romans 1:16, favorite scripture of mine, Matthew's 12. Okay, I think I wrote that one down wrong. I got 18. I believe it should be 10 through 18, I believe. Ephesians 6 and 15 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The shield of faith. I'm going to move on. The shield is a defensive weapon, and it was usually carried on the left arm, and it was used to protect the entire body of a soldier. And I saw a picture one time of the Roman army, and they all had their shields up, and when they did, and they had them in a certain pattern, they were all covered. So when the darts came in, they didn't get hit. And this is why we have to close ranks, love one another, pray for one another, have our armor, protect one another. Because when you get your shield up and I get mine up and the others got theirs up, guess what? We're covered. Okay. Where am I at now? Okay. So the surface was bright, kept bright with oil, which reflected the sun to blind the enemy. It helped to deflect the enemy's blows. A shield represents protection and security. Our shield of faith works in cooperation with the other pieces of armor to quench the fiery darts of the enemy of doubt, fear, unbelief, and also to blind the enemy. Faith is simply believing, accepting and appropriating what God has said. Faith requires a total trust in the Lord Jesus in all things. Taking God at His word and believing everything He says. Okay? So when God gives a word, we should believe it, adhere to it, trust it, rely on it. So this declaration says, thank you, Lord, for being a shield to me. I put my trust in you, Lord. I choose to walk by faith and not by sight or circumstance. I will speak the word of faith. I will ask in faith and will not doubt. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And 1 John 5 and 10. The helmet of salvation. The helmet protects the head. And often it will bear a signia or ornaments identifying the army to which the soldier belongs. And that is true in any army. Army, Air Force, Marines, all of that. The helmet of hope, the hope of salvation, guards our mind from the enemy's darts. Our mind directs the use of our shield, the sword, and all movements of the body, so it must be protected. Because if your mind gets crazy, you get thinking all kinds of stuff, you're going to get thrown off. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. We need a renewed mind, a constant mind, a stable mind, a secure mind, a mind of hope. Okay? And when we get in the Word, when you get in the Word and you renew your mind with the Word of God, your mind is going to, you'll begin to think the way God wants you to think and not the way you think or the way your feelings will tell you and all this stuff. So it's important that we renew our mind with the Word of God and we stay covered. So when you're ministered to and you're given the Word of God, or given instruction, given correction, given things to do, you want to be free, do it. Do it. Okay? Our mind is the battleground between flesh and spirit. So a disciplined soldier will not yield to the flesh, but will be strong in the spirit. So this is declaration number 6. Lord, I put my hope and trust in you. The helmet of salvation shall be as a helmet of deliverance to me. You have set my mind free from the darts of the enemy. Today I will renew my mind by the Word of God. I refuse to entertain the thoughts of doubt and unbelief that the enemy would bring to me. I bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I will concentrate on those things which pertain to life and peace. Psalm chapter 140, verse 7. Isaiah 59, 16 and 17. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. And Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. And we have the sword of the Spirit. The sword is both a defensive and offensive weapon. It defends the soldier from the enemy's assaults. It is a symbol of power and authority. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, quickened and made alive by the Holy Spirit. The wielding of the sword is only effective when the other pieces of armor are in place. You've got to have the whole armor. We know the Bible says that the Word of God is quick and is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It'll go in, it'll pierce, it'll cut, and it'll heal at the same time. The Word of God is powerful. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we can speak life or death just by what we say. You can live in victory or live in defeat, depending on what you say, how you talk. So this declaration says, Lord, your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides between that which is spiritual or godly and that which is soulish or fleshy. The Holy Spirit will give me, in the hour of need, a mouth of wisdom which none of my opponents will be able to resist or refute. John chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 14. Ephesians 6 verse 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 54. So verse 18 says that we're to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Finally, we're living in an hour where we must stand against all odds. God will give us all we need to stand firm in Him, being confident that He will give us victory every time. Every time you go into a battle, you come out victorious. No matter what you're facing, no matter what's going on, Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we have the right to speak life, and we should speak life into our situations, into our circumstances, into our homes, or whatever the situation is. If you need healing, whatever it is, speak life. Okay? Speak the word. Get God's mind on it. Whatever situation you're facing right now, God wants you to know you are a winner and you're an overcomer. In the name of Jesus. So I encourage you today to stand armed and ready for battle. Be dressed to kill.
Amen.
Face the enemy. Don't run from it. Whatever opposition comes your way, especially when you get to, when you know you're doing what God called you to do, keep going. Opposition comes. All these things happen. Not everybody's going to like what you're doing. Not everybody's going to be in your corner. That's okay. You just keep your eyes on the Lord and keep loving, keep forgiving, release them, don't hold on to no offenses. You heard a lot about that. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't be angry. You know, past midnight, you know, it's dark, so should nobody be angry now, right? So we shouldn't have to pray deliverance for anybody being angry, right? Because it's nighttime. That's a good way to keep it. I'm going to keep that. The nighttime, ain't nobody angry. Got peace. Lay down at peace. Amen. Don't lay down in turmoil. And if you got any of that little stuff, then I invite you to come to the altar and pray through before you go home. Don't leave here with it. Come on. Amen. God wants us free. He wants us to stay free. In the name of the Lord. So listen, we're going to be dressed to kill. I got my armor on and I'm going to keep it on. Amen. You got to stay ready in this hour. God bless you in the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word of God tonight. Anybody needs prayer, we'll pray with you and for you. If not, we're going to stand and be dismissed. Amen. Anybody need prayer, you can come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. I thank you for your people. I thank you, Lord, that you give us how to overcome. I thank you that we're winners in you. And I ask you, Lord, to touch your people tonight. Bless them. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the timeliness of your word. Thank you, God, that you give us to be sharp in you. You dress us and you know how to outfit us in the spirit. Hallelujah. So we thank you for the victory that we already have. I thank you for all that you've done this weekend and the lives of your precious people. And I ask God, the work that you've begun in them, that you will complete it, that you will fulfill it. Let your words not fall to the ground, because Lord, you say that your word, when it goes out, it won't return void. It'll accomplish that it's sent forth to do. So I thank you for your word today. I thank you for encouraging your people. I thank you, Father, for life-giving word. And I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing for your people. Bless them. Keep them, Father God, in your perfect will. Continue to encourage and strengthen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.